Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Microsoft announced Wednesday it plans to eliminate 10,000 jobs in response to inflation teetering on recession. It is the company's largest layoffs in more than 8 years and the latest in a string of cuts from most big tech companies. The software company's chief executive officer, Satya Nadella, wrote that the layoffs would happen before the end of March and will affect roughly 5% of the company's 200,000 worldwide workforce. President Biden will be in California today to visit areas damaged by 11 storms in recent weeks.
He'll observe damage of Santa Cruz County from the air. On the ground, the president will meet with first responders, state and local leaders, business owners, and locals affected by the storms. This afternoon, we expect remarks from the president at the severely damaged Sea Cliff State Beach. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced today she will step down as leader on February 7th. And the country will hold an election on October 14th.
And so today I'm announcing that I will not be seeking re-election. And that my term as Prime Minister will conclude no later than the 7th of February.
Ardern plans to remain a Member of Parliament until April. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation is reporting a Georgia State Trooper was shot and the protester who shot him was shot and killed during a raid at the site of a proposed Atlanta Police Department training facility on Wednesday. Officials said the trooper was in ICU and had surgery at Grady Memorial Hospital. GBI Director Mike Register said several agencies raided near the proposed facility. As law enforcement moved through the property, they found a man inside a tent in the woods. They ordered him out, and that's when he opened fire, costing him his life. Thanks for listening. This is USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Crypto lender Genesis Global Trading Incorporated is preparing to file for bankruptcy within days. Genesis, owned by Digital Currency Group, is in the final stages of preparing paperwork before it files for Chapter 11 protection. A Washington court unsealed search warrant documents used to retrieve evidence from the home and office of Brian Koberger, the 28-year-old accused of killing four University of Idaho students in November. Items retrieved from his residence in Pullman, Washington, included a collection of dark red cuttings from a pillow of reddish-brown stain, a part of a mattress cover with stains. Other items included a nitrate-type black glove, store receipts, and a Dickies tag, hair strands, dust from a vacuum, a Fire TV stick, and a computer tower. The United States House under Speaker Kevin McCarthy and their agenda this term is underway.
Solyndra, Benghazi, Trump tax returns, impeachment, the work of this committee often seeks to define a White House in opposition. Under Speaker McCarthy, oversight Republicans will be members who have strong connections to former President Trump. White House spokesperson Ian Sams wrote yesterday, it appears that House Republicans may be setting the stage for divorced from reality political stunts instead of engaging in bipartisan work on behalf of the American people. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Happy Thursday to you. Bill Martinez here. We're live at SHOT Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. It is still waking up. It's pretty early here on the West Coast, as you can imagine. But in a moment, you'll start hearing the rustle and bustle of the crowds coming in to enjoy over a half marathon of exhibits. I mean, the place is incredible. It's so overwhelming. You walk in there and you just go, oh, my goodness, everything that has to do with the outdoors, from guns, ammunition, bows and arrows, all these fun things that, you know, us guys, John Guandolo, this is like a toy store. You know what I'm saying? There's just so much stuff to observe here. It's just way cool. Anyway, John Guandolo is with us, president and founder of Understanding the Threat. Hey, John, lots to talk about. How you been, buddy?
I've been doing well. Happy New Year to you, Bill. And I'm going to send some of my friends who were there, my former combat vet Marines are there, and some of my other friends. I'm going to tell them to come find you and harass you.
They better, my Semper Fi buddies better stop by and give me a good Marine holler here, because we got to stick together. And I've been running into a bunch of them. I got to tell you, John, it's really cool just to be around this kind of environment, and the people are real supportive. You can actually have a conversation, a reasonable conversation, and advance a debate that makes sense, and I like that. In fact, yesterday, and you'll hear the interview later on this morning with Congresswoman Lauren Boebert. If I might say, I refer to her as the lioness of the House. I mean, what she and the 19 other representatives did, to further and hold the cause of our constitutional rights and freedoms, you got to give them credit for what they did in fighting that good fight for the speaker role.
Well, I agree, but I think people need to understand that there was a reason.
Yes.
that was important, and I'll just bring it up. I spoke at a church a week ago Sunday, a pretty big church here in Dallas, well over 200 people in attendance, and I began, as I usually do, with kind of current events and just talked about, and the way I approached it was I said, how many of you think that, those people that stood up and kind of called out Kevin McCarthy, that was good and it was, we appreciate it, but, come on, they went a little far, they took it. And I would say over a third of the people were nodding their heads and raising their hands.
Mm-hmm.
And I then, because I kind of set a trap for him, I said, if you believe that,
yeah,
you don't understand the war in which we're engaged, because he's not batting for the side of the Patriot.
Right.
And then I walked them through it. That, I find, Bill, and you and I have talked about it on this show, Christian patriots who are good people do not, the majority of them do not understand the war in which we're engaged, and they don't understand, in my experience, that it is the Republican leadership that puts them in the kill zone for the communists, jihadists, their collaborators, and financiers to take them out. Mm-hmm. And that is exactly what happens. And until conservative, Declaration of Independence-minded, constitutionally-minded patriots understand that, we're going to continue to be in a world of hurt in this country.
You've got to own your knowledge, John, you know, and you've encouraged me all these years that we've been talking. And it's been such a privilege to get to know you and to have these conversations and to advance the debate. And the key takeaway for me is that it's incumbent on all of us to own our knowledge, not to take it from, you know, an 8-second soundbite from Sean Hannity or CNN or any of the mainstream media, because they're all bought and sold. I mean, they're in the pocket of these lever pullers, you know, the State Street, the vanguards of the world, all the money people in this administrative state, because, you know, it's sadly how they got there. They're not in a position to be as independent as they would like to think they are. If not, when they step over the line, they hear real quick from the program director or the editor that, look at you, you've gone too far. But the fact of the matter is when we talk about these things, hopefully it stimulates you to where you say, okay, I'm not going to necessarily take on, you know, full face what Bill and John are saying. I'm going to check it out. I'm going to do my own research. And I got to hand it to our audience, John. Many times I get responses from people, and that's exactly what they're doing. And I'm saying, this is exactly what this radio show is all about.
That's right. I think you, as much as anyone else I am aware of in the country, really do promote that thought. And I just, you know, one of the things I shared, I did a program this past Saturday in the Dallas area, DFW area, mm-hmm. to a group of real, again, Christian patriots and a really interesting mix of business people, leaders in the community. You know, we even had some firemen and police officers there, some, you know, military folks. It was a real good mix of people, and helping them understand, you know, one of the things I have found in my walk, especially in the last 5 to 10 years, is really there are two kinds of people I run into, and that's kind of sad, but it's either people that cheer me on and support me, or they say, we hate you and we want to kill you and your family. And having those discussions, and I've had one recently with somebody, and I loved it, who said, I really don't agree with much about what you say, but I want to have a conversation with you. And I was able to demonstrate to this person that some of the beliefs that they had were not founded on facts.
Exactly.
Were founded on a misplaced understanding of the way things are.
And I was we're leading too much with emotion, John. That's the problem, you know, and in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And so this is what's right. Left us vulnerable, right? Go ahead.
Well, that's right. And I think here's something I hear. You know, my colleagues and I, you know, in explaining this, it takes the average citizen has to take a pause and actually needs to do a deep dive into understanding this threat and understanding that what I just said, you know, the communists, the jihadis, their collaborators and financiers could not and cannot do what they're doing without the direct support and advancement by Republican leadership. But until you understand that people like Matt Schlapp and Rhoda McDaniel and Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy are smack dab in the middle of this entire movement to destroy the Patriot movement, and then you do not understand the war in which we're engaged. It's that simple.
Well, we're getting it from all sides, John. And when we come back, I want to talk about how the Supreme Court has rejected this New York gun retailer's bid to block new concealed carry laws. I mean, again, you've got to understand the threat. And you're thinking, wait a minute, here's New York with a crime rate going, you know, through the roof. And the state itself, and now the Supreme Court is supporting the cause to leave us more defenseless and to attack our Second Amendment rights. We've got more from John Guandolo from Understanding the Threat. I'm Bill Martinez. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. There are bearded men all over the world, but there's a distinction between many of those bearded men and the ones participating in the Tide Ministry's Year Beard Challenge. That distinction is in the heart. Christian men putting down their razors and growing a noteworthy beard is an excellent way to start a conversation, opening the door to share about your own faith in Christ as well as what the Tide Ministry is doing around the world. Our goal is to see many more hearts changed through an encounter with Jesus, and the sponsorship raised by the Tide Yearbeard Men makes it possible for more people to have their hearts transformed as they hear about Jesus in their own language. To learn how you or someone you know can use their beard to make an eternal impact by helping to share the good news of Christ with people in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing, to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
With you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, John Guandolo from Understanding the Threat is with us. John, I'm looking at this report here with a big sign in Times Square, gun-free zone. at a time when, you know, crime, especially in New York, is just skyrocketing. And now they put everybody, you talk about being put into a pillbox and a target zone. Here you put these signs up to say gun-free zone. Well, they need to understand that the criminals, the guys who they need to go after, that isn't their language. Well, it is their language in as much as they know that they can go in and shoot at will, right? Because nobody's going to fire back.
Right. I there are a couple of things I'd like to bring up about this issue. Number one, remember that in New York, the attorney general and the state legislature, the issue is never the issue. You and I have talked about this. This is not about protecting the community. You know, the attorney general of New York said, you know, gun safety laws help save lives. Number one, that's a lie. That's not, there's no factual data. The factual data, the actual data over the last 30 years and more demonstrates that when citizens are allowed to exercise their unalienable right to defend themselves, not a government issued right, that's a natural right to defend yourself and therefore bear the tools to do so. And as a reminder to your listeners, the Second Amendment does not grant the right to keep and bear arms. It merely reaffirms a natural right that all humans have. Most governments in the world squash that right. And, of course, in New York, that right is significantly squashed, as it is in many other places, by the way.
Right.
So that's the first part. This is not about saving lives, because the Attorney General of New York, who's a communist, and many of the state legislators who are communists, don't give a crap about saving lives. This is about suppressing the rights of citizens. That's number one. Number two is I am disappointed but not shoced. I mean, you know, Clarence Thomas in the previous ruling, you know, made it clear that individuals have rights. The Second and the 14th Amendment reaffirm already existing rights to do this. And these things about background checks for, you know, buying ammunition.
Ammunition now. That's crazy.
Yeah. This is all about, you know, keeping a list of people because that's what tyrants do. And until the citizens realize, if you actually just look at the facts of what, you know, Anthony Fauci and his comrades are doing with the COVID vaccines and the lockdowns, what's going on with the assault on the, you know, the economic warfare against the American people, the suppression of the right to keep and bear arms, the right to religious freedom, the right to suppress the freedom to freely express yourself. All of these are intentional and they're coordinated. And I think that's what citizens need to realize. They've got to push away their desire for everything to go back to just normal. This is not normal. We are in a war for the very soul of our republic and the individual rights that are given to us by God, as articulated in our Declaration.
John, we're going to really have to lean on the local sheriffs to help us take a stand against this because, you know, for a long time, the left has been moving to a national gun owners registry. And this is the first brick to fall out of the wall here. Because what they're setting up here, even the New York attorneys have admitted that this will be used to create the first ever gun owners registry housed at the New York State Police. This is how dangerous and pernicious this is. This is crazy.
Yeah, and sadly, you know, in my experience in the last 20 years, there do not seem to be enough courageous sheriffs out there willing to do this. Most people who actually pay attention to these issues can name the couple dozen sheriffs in America in the almost 3,000 counties we have who are actually standing up and saying we will not enforce these laws. Now, the number is growing, thank goodness, but we do not have nearly enough. And so I just want to remind your listeners, the citizens, we the people are the government. It is our job to lean on the sheriffs and tell them to do their jobs.
You're exactly right, because that's the choke point right there, John. If we don't put pressure on the sheriffs to exercise their authority position in much the same way that we the people have a constitutional positional authority. If we do not exercise that position, then you have the administrative state and these ruling elites that are more than happy to take over. They're going to take away our guns. They're going to put it at higher risk. And for somebody like an attorney general, for Letitia James, to say, all praise and glory to the Supreme Court's decision and saying something that's a flat-out lie, that gun safety laws help save lives and keep our state safer. You're exactly right. There is no evidence whatsoever. I mean, we've gone through all these, last 2.5 years about you've got to believe the numbers. You've got to believe the science. Well, the numbers are clear-cut. You've been reporting on this. I think one of the top researchers when it comes to gun control and crime research, Dr. John Lott, who was just with us a couple of days ago, would refute that statement flat out.
That's right. I mean, the amount of evidence from data at the state level, that the areas with the strictest gun laws, New York City, Chicago, Washington, D.C., have the highest crime. If a criminal thinks there's a chance he's going to get shot in the face when he sticks a knife or gun in your face and robs you or breaks into your house, the crime rate goes down. And that shouldn't be revolutionary to people. This is common sense, but the data supports it. And that's across the board. Mm-hmm. But that's why I say it's not about the facts. It's never been about the facts.
Exactly.
This is about advancing an agenda that is meant to destroy liberty, not to grow it.
And, of course, one of the things that you're reporting and understanding the threat is we have a Muslim Michigan mayor and city council that have voted to allow religious animal sacrifices. We saw this coming, didn't we?
Well, absolutely. I got a number of, when this happened, I got a number of calls and emails, and people told me they were outraged, and I just laughed. I'm like, why are you outraged? I expect jihadis to act like jihadis.
Yeah, exactly.
To act like communists. I mean, exactly. Why wouldn't they do that?
Yeah.
There's nothing shocking here.
Right.
That to me is, this is simple stuff. I expect the communists who run places like New York City and by the way, plenty of other places. I would say, for those of you not aware, I'm in Texas. I live in the Dallas area, DFW area, and the Texas legislature is barely much better than the New York City Council. It's appalling what's going on in Texas. So we have a fight at every level, and this fight will be won by citizens who decide that they want they're less concerned about their own comfort and their current employment than they are about, advancing liberty. And until you decide that advancing liberty and restoring the republic for your children and great grandchildren is more important than being able to drink beer and watch the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
Then until we realize that and are willing to make real sacrifices, nothing is going to improve.
Well, the problem that we've had, John, is that we've ignored this for so long that the price of tuition keeps growing, doesn't it? And by that, terms of what it's going to cost, in terms of our resources, in terms of, I might even say, blood and treasure.
That's right, and that's why Understanding the Threat's the only organization in America training communities how to handle this and flush these people out. So I encourage people, go to understandingthethreat.com and join us.
Because you don't know what you don't know, ladies and gentlemen. And here we are, we're bringing it to you. And think for just a moment, John, 15 seconds left. What's next after animal sacrifices?
Well, they're just going to continue to push for the implementation of Sharia in order to overcome public. That's
exactly.
This.
John Guandolo, thank you.
Field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
USA News Update. Thursday's big announcement by New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, who altered the face of global politics when she was elected the world's youngest female head of state, was holding back tears as she made her decision to resign next month and said she had nothing left in the tank and it was time to step aside after a challenging 5.5 years in office. Representative Scott Perry, the Republican from Pennsylvania on Newsmax overnight, calls out the Biden administration and the White House for name-calling of extreme MAGA members to the House Oversight Committee.
Defending the American people from record-high inflation, defending the American people from a southern border where the cartels are running it, if President Biden thinks that's extreme, then you can tell it just illustrates how tone-deaf he is to what the American people endure under his leadership every single day.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. 20 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Dr. Wilfred Riley, the professor of political science at Kentucky State University and the author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About, is with us right now. Class is now open. Dr. Riley, good to have you back with us. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Bill. Always good to be on the show.
Hey, lots to talk about, but and I want to follow up on our earlier conversation we were just having with Understanding of Threats, John Guandolo. And that has to do with this movement, over gun control and what New York is starting to do and basically implementing the first national gun registry, program, which is quite shocking, especially when you consider New York is one of the, top areas. I mean, look at the crime rate that's going on right now. And the attorney general there says that, gun control is saving lives when it's just the opposite. There's no evidence whatsoever to give us an indication that these laws that they want to introduce will have anything to do. If anything, it just liberates the criminals who say, oh, great, now here's all these gun-free zones. I mean, even in Times Square, Will, you got a big sign there that says Times Square is a gun-free zone. Well, the bad guys with guns, they can't read. What they know is that, hey, if they go in there, they're not going to have any pushback. They're going to really be able to have their way with, millions of people going through Times Square.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they can read gun-free zone. I mean, you just saw a machete attack in Times Square, and then you saw a group shooting, a group of African-American versus Caucasian Hispanic males. I mean, that's something out of a movie, if I recall correctly. I mean, those two incidents, about a week apart in Times Square. So I'm pretty sure they know that the citizenry are going to be unarmed. I would went to New York recently, and it was weird because New York used to have that reputation as kind of American Sodom. There'd be guys on the corner playing three-card Monte. That really cleaned up under Giuliani and Bratton. Mm. And when I got there, they had just legalized recreational marijuana. Mm. So it was kind of back to what it used to be. Certainly, I mean, I didn't feel all that threatened. I mean, there are a lot of legal weapons you can carry around. But, I mean, there were guys outside of all these shops with names like Weed World saying, like, we got the real thing now, you know, and, you know, selling stuff on tables. I mean, so you definitely determine the character of your city. And I do think criminals are aware of that. I don't think they're confused. Kind of a last addition to this, when I was a hip-hop and punk rock kid in Chicago, I mean, a city almost the size of New York, mm-hmm. we used to call this a narco-tyranny. That was a popular term from kind of like cyberpunk comics. Because there's a weird dichotomy. Like, if you followed the rules in a city like Chicago or New York or even San Francisco are constant. Like, there are limits on how much soda you can buy. If you want a plastic bag in the store, that's an extra 10 cents. But if you don't follow the rules, you can do anything. So, I mean, we used to see people get on trains and, like, start having sex. I've seen that happen at least 8 times as a Chicago kid. I mean, people would get on and start writing graffiti before they instituted the graffiti fines of $250. So it's that anarcho-tyranny. Like, if you're a citizen, you have to register your gun. There's an official gun registry. You know, you're sleeping with it in a safe that's open only with your digital print. But, I mean, if you're a crack dealer down the street, you just sleep with your pistol under your pillow, and if you get caught with it, you get a $500 pistol charge. Mm-hmm. So there are two problems. One, criminals are enfranchised. They're empowered. The second, which I think is more dangerous, is that a lot of people on the fringe, a lot of working class, when I was a kid, it would have been black, Italian, Irish kids, but a lot of working class people start kind of asking, why should I obey the law? Yes. And that's when you really get a surge in crime. That's when you see, you know, this got people doing skate tricks in public parks while smoking blunts. I mean, that's when you get the cities of the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, it's happening, well, according to latest research, and Dr. John Lott from the Crime Prevention Research reported on this to us earlier, that murders are becoming even more concentrated in a handful of urban counties. You know, to your point, you know, you get what you sow. You're sowing this kind of anarchy and this kind of mentality in some of these counties, and you're getting more of it, and it seems to be more concentrated in a small number of counties as opposed to thinking that it's a national problem.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So I had a pretty heated debate with someone who is pretty far on the right recently about the question was, I mean, it was an awkward question to talk about, but it was why some groups have a higher crime rate. It used to be Irish Americans, now it's black Americans. And there are all these explanations that are offered. It's genetics, it's the absence of religion. And I gave a real simple explanation, and I said, what you have to understand is that certain groups of people are concentrated in the areas that from time to time just stop enforcing the law.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, it sounds almost idiotically simple, but it's like that paper I did with Tom Donovan, America's Majority Foundation, where we looked at what predicts performance of kids in school, and we found out this wasn't really racial, but the reason the South trails the North is that they study more in the North. Asians beat everyone else because they study more. Yeah. It's that simple stuff. I mean, cities like Portland, cities like New York have such high crime rates because those are the places where they basically, during Black Lives Matter, if we're being blunt, just stopped enforcing the law. I mean, we're seeing, what's this in D.C., this crazy proposal that you not be able to lock anyone up unless they're transferred to, I guess, the feds, the federal prison. Mm-hmm. But in the city and even the state, you can't lock anyone up for more than 4 years for any crime. This is not an exaggeration, by the way. It led Fox News last night. So if you commit an attempted murder, murder is the one exception, but if you shoot 4 people with a gun, the maximum sentence, as I understand it, is going to be 4 years, and then they have to let you go. And when you see stuff like that, you see massive increases in crime in specific areas. Mm-hmm. So, like, the homicide rate during the BLM era, during the George Floyd era, specifically, 2020 to 2022, rose, specifically for African Americans, about 60%. It rose more than 30% for everybody. So that's something that's entirely cultural, and it's entirely recent. We just stopped enforcing the law, so people started disobeying the law. I mean, I don't want to make light of it, but that's the relationship.
Well, you're exactly right. This is empirical. I mean, when you have, especially during the George Floyd riots, as you bring up, and you had mayors of cities saying, well, they've earned the right to riot and burn and do all this damage. Just leave them alone. What? I mean, that's a time when you really need to have enforcement so it doesn't get out of control and you don't end up with billions of dollars of damage and cities that are devastated, that have lost local retail businesses and jobs for teenagers and need a place to go and work and to thrive. And some of these cities, well, as you know, I mean, in some cases, it's been over 10 years and they still haven't recovered because you've got a lot of these national chains that... You know, these cities have become no-go zones. They're going, no, we're not going to invest in those cities anymore. We can't trust the, sadly, I mean, and it happens to be, you know, one leadership over another. I know people like to say, well, it happens on both sides. But predominantly, again, looking at the evidence, you know, it's Democratic leadership that is, you know, that's destroying these local communities because of the very point you're talking about.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much correct. I mean, a smart liberal pundit like Matt Yglesias will point to Jacksonville, which is the one outlier. But yeah, the 24 of the 25 highest crime cities in the USA, and this is true across ethnic demographics again, Portland, for example, a mostly Caucasian city. You've got some mostly Latino cities in there, although not many. Latino crime rates dropping sharply. But I mean, at any rate, across every possible background, the unifying thing is sort of not just Democratic, but left-leaning Democratic administration. So that quote you gave is from the Baltimore mayor, Marilyn Mosby, the D.C.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she said we need to get, after all they've seen videos of people being killed in the streets, we need to give them room to destroy, that famous line. And there are a lot of problems with that. So just starting at the top, the first is, I mean, we've both been leaders. You can't allow that there has to be peace.
Yes.
So you can sympathize with someone who feels that they're a victim of police brutality, but if they then start committing crimes, they're a criminal and they have to be broken by the state. I mean, that's the first and most obvious baseline. But at a secondary level, even if you find that cruel, I mean, there are still some obvious points. Like, first of all of the victims of these rioters are also going to be working class people in the same neighborhood.
Exactly.
Like, the George Floyd riots, people forget this, and there's almost this image of them as having been justified, cute. I mean, if you go to Minneapolis now,
we've got to hit the pause button. We got to go to break. More from Dr. Riley after
this. Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Every one of us invests in what matters to us, yes? From subscriptions to Netflix or iTunes to a protein shake or new shoes, they bring a sense of joy and value to our lives. It's also important that we have a country to save and the next generation to protect. Bill Martinez Live has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. Advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled to not advertise. Here's author, pastor, and teacher Phil Hotzenpiller on what we can do.
I think we keep swinging the bat. We keep shouting the message out. We keep supporting Bill Martinez Live, who's bringing truth every day to the listeners. Pray to Almighty God for healing of a nation.
In turn, that arms us with the ability to easily engage others in intelligent, reasoned debate. Your one-time gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of BML Live. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of BML Live would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in at $100 per month. What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Your gift of any size matters. Make your tax-free donation right now. BillMartinezShow.com and click the donate button. And thank you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Hey, by the way, thank you very much for participating and supporting this radio show. By the way, good news if you didn't hear us yesterday. We were approved for our nonprofit status, 501c3. So when you go to the website and you donate to support the radio show and to promote freedom and allow for expansion of Bill Martinez Live, you know, we thank you, and it's noted that now your gift, your donation, is tax deductible, the way it should be. So thanks for participating, and thanks for supporting freedom as we continue to fight the good fight on behalf of we the people. Dr. Wilfred Riley continues with us. He's the professor of political science at Kentucky State University, author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. Will, before we went to break, you know, we were talking about, you know, these real-life issues and you know, what's next for the American people, what we need to do, because, yes, there are concentrated areas where, you know, the old saying, you reap what you sow, and, you know, the stats are empirical, it's clear evidence, but yet you have people who want to, you know, gin up the emotions of people. In doing that, they really kind of blunt our ability to have an intelligent conversation or even intelligent awareness of what's actually going on.
Yeah, I think there is a real reluctance to talk honestly about issues like crime. And I think that's because they touch on some tripwires like race and class. Political party is a big one. I mean, as you just mentioned, 24 of the 25 highest crime cities are run by, I mean, you know, blue dim warriors, like people who are very serious Democratic Party activists. So it's this honest discussion of this is pretty rare. But yeah, the crime problem in America is not universal. So in Kentucky, for example, I looked at the rural districts of Kentucky, which is defined as anything but Lexington and Louisville once for a paper. And I found that there was no black, white, Hispanic crime differential at all. Anyone who's interested in this data can call me. My number's on the university website and check this out. But everyone is just basically sort of a hard-working American. Kentucky's a pretty diverse state, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Some of that was because Appalachians in general have a pretty high crime rate, if we're being honest, but some of it was just because in a very few large cities that have moved away from what we did to reduce crime in the 90s, that's where you see crime. And even in those cities, it's concentrated. Like, I go back to Chicago all the time, and I go to the north side, I party, I go to some of the ethnic neighborhoods on the south side, go to Pilsen for good Mexican food, go back. imagine my old church actually is in the Bridgeport area, classic sort of Irish Chicago neighborhood. But I mean, there are parts of Chicago that I won't go to as, you know, a reasonably fit early middle-aged man. And that's where almost all the crime is. I mean, the most violent neighborhood in the country is commemorated a bunch of rap songs called O Block is in Chicago. Exactly. And, I mean, there's a shooting in that Parkway Gardens area virtually every day. So you don't have a crime problem in America. There's no crime problem in the neighborhood in Frankfort that I'm walking through right now at all. Mm-hmm. You don't even have a crime problem in Illinois or in Chicago. You have a crime problem in O Block. You have a crime problem in specific areas of cities that aren't enforcing the law, where you have other issues like concentrated poverty that the city overall would normally have to tackle. And every time you pull back on enforcing the law, you're going to see slums in blue cities boost the national crime rate. So I guess there's not really a point here other than crime is concentrated, and you need to control it by as harsh as it sounds, cracking down on those high crime areas. Like, last thing, but New York. When New York cut down on crime in the 1990s, that cut the national crime rate by a third.
Can you imagine? Yes, exactly.
Yeah, New York City's got, 10 million people? Even Chicago are only around 5. You know, so when a much higher crime rate than normal, I mean, 30 murders per 100,000 at that time versus nationally, 3. So if you can bend that by half, you're having a national, an international effect. And it's important that people do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the thing that's amazing is these politicians find a way to leverage the sentiment, again, emotion over facts, to go to the Treasury and beg for money and say the answer is we need to get into the taxpayers' vault to heal our problem, right? That's their answer every time.
Well, I think that there's a tendency, especially on the left, although Republicans sometimes do this too, with we need to rebuild, you know, traditional rates of church attendance. I agree, that's a 100-year project. There's a tendency to focus on these very root causes. We social scientists do this too. So the libs especially will say, okay, well, if you want to reduce crime, you need to double the budget for, what would it be, education, social work, mental health care. And at a certain point, as a local leader, which, you know, I've been, you have to say kind of ruthlessly, well, the other solution is just that if people commit crimes, because even most poor people don't commit crimes, what we do is we knock them over the head and throw them in jail.
Right.
And we find that the second thing, as harsh and worldly as that is, reduces crime just as well as the first thing. So I don't really think we need to triple our spending on education until every student is perfectly comfortable with themselves, because what would happen is that we'd have 100 years of high crime while we were waiting for that to happen. And by the way, it wouldn't be possible for the schools to work unless we did something about crime in the meantime.
Yeah, exactly. And can anybody ask the question, has that ever worked? You know, and what happens is they end up turning that investment into vote buying. It becomes a political football, and the mission and the objective is lost in the process. And meanwhile, the teachers' unions and everybody are feeling good kumbaya because they're getting money out of the Treasury. But they're really, and here we are, the bottom line after everything is all said and done. Look at how America ranks in educational development. I mean, here, what do we rank, 27th, 28th in the world with all the money that we invest in education? I mean, this is a disaster.
Yeah, I will say that number's a little misleading, because the top, and I mean, you're absolutely right, you're factually correct. Mm-hmm. But I mean, there are a couple of things that come into play there. I mean, the first is that, I mean, the top 15% of our students go to the great Catholic schools and so on that aren't really available in a lot of Europe. I mean, so if you add those numbers together, I think we're 9th or something like that. And we also have a different demographic population. And again, we've been talking about ethnicity a lot during this call. Black and Hispanic kids are catching up. But the countries that are still ahead of us, if you're looking at the top 9 or 10, are going to be these tiny, monoracial, wealthy societies like Norway, Korea. You know, so I don't think our schools do as bad a job as we think. But I think, again, you've got a problem with concentrated failure. And the thing that no one will say is that the concentrated failures cost the most. So the most expensive school system in the USA is in D.C., which is funny. I mean, you know, and the schools politicians' kids go to don't do all that well either in D.C., by the way.
Right.
But, I mean, the best performing school system is North Dakota, where, I mean, they don't really get a lot of money. I mean, they basically have books and they have standard brick schools, and that's it. I mean, the kids drive there and pick up trucks or ride their bikes, and they learn to do math. So
what a novel concept, right? You go to school to learn. I mean, that is unbelievable that it has become not necessarily common sense. It's like I've been saying, common sense has left the building. We need to bring that back. Will, we've got about 3 minutes left, and I did want to address what people are referring to as Car-a-Lago. I love the line and the concept. And, of course, this is President Biden, who is, it's a mystery to him how these documents ended up in, I think now the number is somewhere like six different places. That his attorneys are discovering, not 40 FBI agents.
Yeah, I mean, so I might irritate your GOP audience a little by saying that I'm not necessarily sure this is a big deal, but here's the catch. Trump's story was not a big deal either.
Right.
I mean, so, okay, I'll rephrase that, actually. The Democrats set the standard that they're going to make a huge screaming deal about classified documents being found in, like, a sealed vault in a competent former president's house. So now we get to scream, too. The reality.
I know. It's like the screaming goat. You know, you're exactly right. We got to do a cutaway to the screaming goat. It's very appropriate.
But just, I mean, like, so that's the whole thing. Like, Trump had some papers. He took them home. He either did it as souvenirs, knowing it, and lied about it. I mean, people do that. Or he just didn't know what they were. He cleared out his office. He sent it to the vault at Mar-a-Lago, which locks. Mar-a-Lago is a big building. And people started screaming about this, like, you know, people are saying things like nuclear spy Donald Trump. So, okay, and Joe Biden got in on that. He wasn't brutal with it, but he definitely took some shots at his old rival.
Mm-hmm.
And then, classified documents found at six different spots, Joe Biden's house, including his muscle car garage. So, if you're gonna take the fight behind the school and you're gonna say this kind of stuff, he's gonna take some hits now. I mean, nuclear spy Joe Biden. You know, is it complete nonsense? Yeah, but he's now in the hot seat, as it were.
Well, without a doubt, especially when they were at home and which is amazing to me. Don't you wish that you have a child that could pay $49,000 a month in rent, for a bedroom in your home?
This actually, I think, so people keep asking me when I give speeches, and we get into political scandals, I'll mention one or two from Trump, but quite a few from Biden, but the Hunter Biden, why do we care about it? Okay, the guy's partying with girls, but I mean, many people have done that. Who cares? The real Hunter Biden story is high-level financial corruption, where, I mean, at some level, we all suspect who the big guy was.
Exactly.
So, like, the tax issue there is that Hunter Biden listed on his financial documents that he paid $50,000 in rent,
right?
Rental property output for this standard beach house that's worth maybe two a month. Joe Biden never stated that he received any of this income. I mean, he listed his rental income for that house all the time as $19,000.
Well, we're out of time. We're going to let the people chew on that for a while. Dr. Wilfred Riley, you're awesome. Thank you, buddy.
Happy New Year. Most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm